calls, and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
Remember when people were yelling at me, and I told you 6 months ago that Caitlin Clark was going to go number one in the draft, and she would be gone, and people kept saying, Wicket, all that NIL money she's going to be leaving when she goes to the WNBA. Do you know what they make? Do you know what the salary is? And I kept saying, why in the world would State Farm or Hy-Vee or Nike or any of these companies be like, all right, Caitlin, good luck in the WNBA. We're done. Especially with the success she went on to have and the record breaking and the TV ratings and all of that stuff. And yeah, she's going to make $76,000 her first year. And it's amazing how that firestorm has turned into everyone having a problem with WNBA salaries when no one cared 8 days ago. But it happens, right? Like, all of a sudden, everybody's like, have you seen what WNBA players are making? Yeah, if you care, buy the jerseys, go to games, get the tickets, buy the league pass. It's $37 if you want to watch every WNBA game. If you really care and you're not just some, you know, Johnny Now social justice warrior fighting for women's pay, if you really care, do the part. Don't just scream about it on social media. I digress. Caitlin Clark is going to have a new deal with Nike worth eight figures. Now, I'm not the smartest guy. That is minimum. We don't know the total dollar. That is minimum, Heather. $10 million that Caitlin Clark is going to sign this new contract with Nike for, and she's going to get her own shoe. God, I hope it's called the Logo 22. God, I hope it's called that, because that's what her shot is. But according to a whole bunch of people, eight-figure deal that she is going to sign with Nike. I think her deal with Nike last year was worth about $1 million. So she's getting 10 times that now that she's going to the WNBA. Unbelievable. Biggest deal for a female basketball player ever by far. By far.
Well, what's interesting is Caitlin Clark may single-handedly raise, or lower rather, the wage gap. Average nationally, nationally, because it's like it's at 18.4%. We might hit 18.3%,
maybe,
just because of the deal that just happened.
Well, it's the
because
deal
it's
that
so massive compared to $76,000, which she was gonna make, and now it's like, oh, now she's gonna get $13 million, like in total.
And she will raise when the TV deal is up for the WNBA. More money coming in. That means that $76,000 salary for rookies will go up to like 95 or 100, still not compared to the NBA players, but still, you know, you go back to 2003, by the way, how does this compare to, say, when LeBron James came into the NBA? LeBron got a $90 million deal, but he was the chosen one. He was King James with Nike. He was going to be just this unbelievable astronomical star, and he lived up to it. A guy named Zion Williamson, when he came out of Duke, signed for $75 million with Nike. But for her to get a $10 million deal or whatever it is, it's eight figures. It could be 11. It could be 12. That is just incredible. That is it. By the way, one more note. Get to know the name Lucy Olson. All right? I want you to learn the name Lucy Olson.
From UConn,
from
right?
Villanova.
Villanova. Yes.
Same part of the country.
Same colors.
She averaged 23.5 points per game last year and is coming to Iowa City. Lisa Bluter jumped into the transfer portal and picked out the nation's third leading scorer to help not replace Caitlin, because no one will ever replace Caitlin, but to fill the gap, because they are now going to lose Clark, Kate Martin, Gabby Marshall, and Molly Davis. That is 64% of their scoring gone to graduation and other. So they needed somebody to come in. They have four of the top 100 recruits coming to Iowa next year, so they're very good and young. Hannah Stahlke, going to be a junior, the leader of this team. And now Villanova point guard Lucy Olson, who dropped 40 in a game against Temple last year for Nova, is coming to play at Iowa. Averaged 14 points per game for 3 years, 23 points per game last year. So fills the gap a little bit. She's not Caitlin Clark, but that's going to help out. That's really going to help out. So a good get for Iowa women's basketball as Clark moves on to her $10 million deal with Nike and the Indiana Fever.
I'm so happy for
her.
That's
so great. $10 million bucks.